affecting their existence, the fact that these will always be present. You know that there are certain factors that are going to be relevant to the outcome of the decision that will have a bearing on it, and you recognize that you are vulnerable to those factors. They're going to have an effect upon your well-being. So you want to draw a boundary line around this area of unknowns, acknowledging their existence and determining the extent of your vulnerability. You don't know what's inside of that circle, and that's why you draw the circle around it, that you're isolating that there is a certain area that is going to have a bearing on your life, but you don't know the facts within that area, but you do want to identify the scope of that area and its vulnerability to you. If every unknown goes against you, what is the worst thing that can happen to you? And are you prepared to accept that if it happens? Now, of course, this simple recognition that these vulnerabilities exist will prompt you undoubtedly to be more careful in taking on vulnerabilities. You avoid many things that you would have otherwise just carelessly walked into blindly. But it also prepares you mentally for the vulnerabilities when they come due. You are not shocked or crestfallen. You simply accept this as part of the risk you were willing to take in dealing with this unknown in the way you did. It was part of the price that you calculated in advance may come due. And when it comes due, you can accept it much more easily. And it does not take away from your resources then by getting you emotionally tied up or angry or trying to find someone else to blame, all of which is simply taking precious time and energy away from things that you could do that would be profitable to you. Now, the second mistake that is made in dealing with unknowns is in believing that one must guess right in order to make a proper decision, that you have to guess the nature of the unknowns correctly or you have not made a proper decision. But as we've already seen, you cannot know all of the answers to every relevant factor. So any attempt that you make to guess which way they go has to be recognized for what it is. Nothing more than a guess. And a guess is pure blind chance. You have no basis upon which to judge a guess at any time. If you are going to flip a coin and you ask me to call it heads or tails and I call it heads, and the coin comes up tails, there is no reason for me to berate myself for not having had the good sense to call it tails in advance. There was no possible way that I could know which way it was coming up. It was a pure, capricious guess. Now, the same principle actually applies to any dealing with unknowns. And that, of course, is why it is so all-fired important to determine the limit of your vulnerability, because there is no basis upon which you can maximize the right guess. So you have to accept whatever comes in that area, and therefore you have to be sure in advance that you can accept the worst, because there's no way you can control that from being any different. Gambling is an excellent prototype of this whole subject, because there you are dealing so much with unknowns. If we're going to bet on the flip of a coin, for instance, I should not be preoccupied with my ability to guess the right answer, but rather with the size of the bet that I am willing to lose. How much am I willing to gamble? How much am I willing to be vulnerable to? Because there's nothing I can do to prevent the loss, so I'd better be ready to accept it if it happens. That doesn't mean I can't win, but the thing is that the factor of winning or losing is out of my control. So I have to be concerned with, am I prepared to take it whichever way it goes? Because that's the only thing under my control. All right, let's take it out of the realm of gambling then. Suppose you're driving on the freeway and you're in a hurry to get to a very important appointment. Well, you have just enough time to get there if nothing interferes. But your gas tank gauge indicates that the tank is just about empty. So now you're going to have to decide whether to stop for gas and be late for the appointment or risk it and drive straight through hoping you don't run out of gas. Now, obviously, the first recognition that takes place there is that you put yourself in this vulnerable position. But once having resolved that next time you're going to start earlier and make sure your gas tank is full before you ever get on the freeway and all these sort of things, once having resolved all of that, now you still have to deal with your present position. It doesn't do you any good to say, I shouldn't be here, because I am here, and therefore I now have to determine what I'm going to do with things as they are. All right, there are unknowns. You don't know how much gas is left in the tank. You only look at the gauge and can approximate it from that. Even if you did know how much exactly was in the tank, you probably are not capable of calculating precisely the distance that that gas would take you. Neither are you capable of calculating precisely the distance between where you are and the destination. But you can determine the vulnerability. Suppose you determine that if you stop for gas when you didn't have to,